blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be God's kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have built your church upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Grant us so to be joined together in unity of spirit by their teaching, that we may be made a holy temple acceptable to you through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. The prophet Jeremiah spoke to the prophet Hananiah in the presence of the priests and all the people who were standing in the house of the Lord. And the prophet Jeremiah said, Amen. May the Lord do so. May the Lord fulfill the words that you have prophesied and bring back to this place from Babylon the vessels of the house of the Lord and all the exiles. But listen now to this word that I speak in your hearing and in the hearing of all the people. The prophets who preceded you and me from ancient times prophesied war, famine, and pestilence against many countries and great kingdoms. As for the prophet who prophesies peace, when the word of that prophet comes true, then it will be known that the Lord has truly sent the prophet. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Psalm 89. Your love, O Lord, forever will I sing.
From age to age, my mouth will proclaim your faithfulness.
For I am persuaded that your love is established forever.
You have set your faithfulness firmly in the heavens.
I have made a covenant with my chosen one.
I have sworn an oath to David, my servant.
I will establish your line forever.
And preserve your throne for all generations.
Happy are the people who know the festival shout.
They walk, O Lord, in the light of your presence.
They rejoice daily in your name.
They are jubilant in your righteousness.
For you are the glory of their strength.
And by your favor, our might is exalted.
Truly, the Lord is our ruler.
The Holy One of Israel is our King.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Do not let sin exercise domination in your mortal bodies to make you obey their passions. No longer present your members to sin as instruments of wickedness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and present your members to God as instruments of righteousness. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace. What then? Should we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? By no means. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God that you, having once been slaves of sin, have become obedient from the heart to the form of teaching to which you were entrusted, and that you, having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness. I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to greater and greater iniquity, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness for sanctification. When you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. So what advantage did you get then from the things of which you now are ashamed? The end of those things is death. But know that you have been freed from sin and a slave to God. The advantages you get is sanctification. The end is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
A cup of cold water. It's not a big deal. Nothing fancy. Paper, metal, ceramic, glass, beads of sweat running down the cool outside of the cup. Jesus tells his followers that the one who offers the cup and the one who accepts it are one and the same, Christ himself. Matthew has him make it more explicit toward the end of Matthew's gospel. We'll actually read that passage later in the year, probably in about November. It's Jesus' parable of the sheep and the goats, when the king, the Son of Man, decides the fate of those who have come before him, putting the righteous on one hand and the unrighteous on the other. We've come to know that story as the Last Judgment and call it by that name. We can be so puritanical in our vision that the only thing we can see in that story is judgment. But that misses the real point of the story, as far as I'm concerned. The real point is found in the context of today's reading from Matthew. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me. The part about prophets and righteous people strikes me as almost a distraction from that straightforward declaration. And though he doesn't say it in this passage, Jesus declares the obverse of that as well. When we welcome someone else, we are welcoming Christ. Back to that sheep and goat story, Jesus makes it explicit. Just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me, or failed to do it. And there's the whole of the gospel, distilled into a cup of cold water. Love God, love your neighbor as yourself. Mark and Luke also include that great commandment, the summary of the law in their gospel. And loving yourself is not some namby-pamby New Age sentiment. It's God's commandment to all of us, meant to ensure that we value and honor Christ within ourselves, as well as within those around us. In these stressful times, it is as difficult as it has ever been to seek and serve Christ in all persons, to strive for justice and peace among all people, to respect the dignity of every human being. Now, I know, here we are at that baptismal covenant business again. But it's persistent, and it will not leave us alone, especially if we want to identify only with the peaceful protesters are only with the police officers trying to maintain the peace. But the fact is that all persons and every human being include the aggressive protesters and the abusive police as well. As long as we are able to exclude those who disagree with us or anger us, we are not fulfilling the promises we made at baptism. Today's first hymn shows us and stays with us as only an Irish melody can, that the Lord is present with us at every moment, from daybreak to lights out, and in every activity, from crawling out of bed to working to sleep. From the Big Bang to the pandemic and the November elections, the Lord is there, here, with us, offering hope, joy, trust, bliss, eagerness, strength, kindness, grace, love, gentleness, contentment, comfort, and peace. The sequence hymn does the same thing for space that the first hymn did for time, urging us to mindfulness of God's presence in all places, crowded streets, protests, hovels of the poor, mountainsides, cities, all the world. This gospel, these hymns, serve to tell us that God is actively present in every time and place we can imagine and cannot imagine. In the dark and troubling recesses of our hearts, home to fear, greed, sadness, pain, and selfishness. That second hymn is a prayer that all the world will learn God's love. Yesterday, our nearly 18-year-old dachshund Woody made it clear to us that it was time for him to go. In my phone calls and our eventual trip to the vet who euthanized him, who helped him to make that departure, there was clear proof of God's love. And it does not matter in the least what any of those people thought or believed or think or believe about God or God's love. God is bigger than our intellectual and theological construct and idea. Jesus tells us over and over that God's love is with us in all these times and places, and in what's offered to a stranger or received from one. All this in a cup of cold water. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Prayers of the people are Form 4. Let us pray for the church and for the world. Grant, Almighty God, that all who confess your name may be united in your truth, live together in your love, and reveal your glory in the world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Guide the people of this land and of all nations in the ways of justice and peace, that we may honor one another and serve the common good. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Give us all a reverence for the earth as your own creation, that we may use its resources rightly in the service of others and to your glory and honor. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless all those lives are closely linked with ours, and grant that we may serve Christ in them and love one another as he loves us, especially Wayne Blakey and Michael Long, who are celebrating their birthdays this week. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Comfort and heal all those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. And those who comfort grave dangers by the nature of their work. Give them courage and hope in their troubles, and bring them the joy of your salvation, especially we pray for John, Barry, Morgan, Victoria, Kay, Bob, Richard, Shelley, Caitlin, Diane, women in the Hutto facility, Jaden, James, Jenny, Dee, Miranda, Jackie, Dale, Leslie, Mark, Adam and his family, Anne, Nathan, Christy, Lynn, Ellie, Paul, Merrill, June, Charisse, Alan, Marcel, Matt, Ashley, Patty, Mark, Lottie, Scott, RG, Linda, Kenyon, Sarah, Ann, Clay, Janice, Tyler, Karen, Cheryl, Bobby, Sherry, Curtis, Teresa, Martha and Larry, Barbara, Bailey family, Degadera family, Bonnie and Ed, Allison, George. And we pray for those in the military, especially for Brian, Eric, James, Trevor, Kevin, Chris, Jared, Brian, Jonathan, Whit, all in harm's way. Be with those who travel this week. Bring them in safety to their journey's end. And bestow your grace and love on those for whom we pray now.
Ask your prayers for Judy in the hospital, Molly, who is also in the hospital, and others you may wish to remember silently or aloud.
Michelle, Jeff, Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We commend to your mercy all who have died, that your will for them may be fulfilled, and we pray that we may share with all your saints in your eternal kingdom, especially Raymond Whitman, Joss Grace, and all who have died from the coronavirus. And we commend to your loving care their families and friends who mourn their passing. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Look with pity, O Heavenly Father, upon the people in this land who live with injustice, terror, disease, and death as their constant companion. Have mercy upon us. Help us to eliminate our cruelty to these, our neighbors. Strengthen those who spend their lives establishing equal protection of the law and equal opportunity for all. And grant that every one of us may enjoy a fair portion of the riches of this land through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God,
we confess
that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed,
by what we have done
and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. And I'll say the Lord's Prayer for all of us. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let the peaceful chips fall where they may. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Peace of the Lord.
Peace of the Lord be with you.
Peace of the Lord.
Peace, Carol.
Peace, Carol.
Thank you. Love you too. Thank you.
Wonderful to see you all and hear those of you whom I can't see.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
Peace.
Now, live without fear. Your Creator has made you holy, has always protected you, and loves you as a mother. Go in peace to follow the good road, and may God's blessing, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be upon you and remain with you this morning and forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Blessed be to God.
Thank you.